rolling.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, it's the Ghost Wolves podcast.
Coming at you at 2:12 in the morning.
2:12 a.m.
Yeah, we're rolling down the Autostrada.
Autostrada in Italy. And we're about 200 kilometers south of Milan right now. And
we're getting the heck out of Dodge.
We're getting out of Italy, man. We're out of here.
Yeah, we played the last gig in Siena of the tour and of our Italy run this week. And we decided to leave after the gig because the coronavirus.
Zombie apocalypse. Yeah, it's scary. I guess, you know, there's about a dozen cities in Italy right now, in northern Italy, which we're about to go by, that are quarantined, and it's a military and police roadblocks and hazmat suits, and it sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah, and then we were reading that they had stopped some trains going into Austria, so we were concerned that they might close the border and we could possibly get stuck in Italy, so...
Yeah, we can't afford to get stuck in Italy for 2 weeks.
So instead, we're going to be crossing over the border at around, 6 a.m.?
6 a.m. Our flight is from France in about 36 hours, 48 hours, something like that. So we just really can't afford to get stuck on a border. I mean, I could totally see France closing the border right now. If I was France, I would be thinking about closing my border. But hopefully they don't, but before we get there...
Yeah, otherwise we would have been, if we stayed the night, then we were looking at crossing the border more like around 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
And with the way the numbers have been going these past few days, it's just kind of a concern.
It just seemed like the thing to do. I mean, it's kind of crazy to do this, but we really got to be careful. We can't be stuck in a foreign country for weeks in quarantine or something crazy like that. And, you know, it seems like people... Where we were in Tuscany tonight, and people weren't concerned really at all. Actually, one guy even said, oh, it's just like the flu, it's no big deal. You know, I'm like, well, then why are they all wearing hazmat suits and military roadblocking cities?
But actually, our agent was also saying that, oh... You know, Italy's, we're just a bunch of hypochondriacs, and we're over-concerned, and if everybody else was testing like we were, then there'd be way more cases everywhere else. And
yeah, Germany and France, you know, and everything. Which there could be. I mean, there could be. It's scary, guys. We're, I wouldn't say we're necessarily scared. We're just probably a little, just spooked, you know? It's weird to be traveling in a foreign country where no one speaks your language, or very rarely people speak your language. You can't understand the news. You can't talk to everybody. And then there's something very dramatic going down, like a mass sickness that's closing whole cities off.
Yeah, when we heard that, we definitely started thinking more about being in crowded bars with, you know, people from all over. And
shaking hands, kissing babies.
Yeah.
We've been kissing lots of babies.
Yeah, lots of babies come to our shows. The Italian babies love the Ghost Wolves.
There's some really rock and roll babies in Italy.
Yeah, they're little mohawks. So
cute. Oh my God, so cute. Yeah. But anyways, so we're driving through the night, and we thought it'd be a good time to do a podcast. We've had a wonderful trip in Italy. I mean, it's been just... It's always a dream down here in a lot of ways.
It's so dreamy. It looks like a fairy tale. I mean, there's towers and castles and, you know, cobblestone streets and villages from the medieval times, and just...
Everything's ancient. And we even, the other night we played, and this is also in Tuscany, we played in a medieval city. We drove our car down these streets that barely fit and pulled through all these stone archways and walls, and all of a sudden we found the club, and it was in the middle of this incredible medieval city up on a hill overlooking this valley in Tuscany, and it was incredible, and it was really cool.
Yeah, actually we really want to try to figure out a way to bring you guys with us sometime.
Yeah, does anyone want to come with us to Italy? Because we're thinking about doing a big tour bus and bringing you guys along with us. So if you think that, if you want to come to Italy and go to medieval cities and see us play, let us know. Write us a note.
Yeah, and the thing about the places that we go, it's not often the centers of tourism where we go. We go to the local Italian places that are off the beaten path that you never would have ever heard of or seen, you know, if you just started to plan a trip to Italy. These aren't the first places that would pop up.
Well, and the reason for that, I think, is that music venues have been really kicked out of a lot of big cities in Italy because people are living so close to them, and the sound is so such a problem in these like apartment buildings and everything, that we're playing places that are like out of cities now, and people commute. They just, they drive their car to the venue, or they take a train, or maybe they live there. Like tonight we were in a little village.
Yes.
And that venue got kicked out of the bigger city that they were in.
Right. So they moved up the hill to this little kind of outskirts town that
rents cheaper.
Yeah, rents cheaper, and then it's still an ancient place, and there are thermal baths there. So if we would have had more time, you know, we would have been checking that out.
I would have been in the bath.
So now we're gonna be definitely coming back.
Now we're in the car instead of in the bath.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have had time anyways with the way that our schedule was supposed to be tomorrow. So, but now we know about it, and we know that we want to go back, and we want to take you with us too.
Yeah. So write us a note, comment, email us info@theghostwolves.com. Write us a note. Come to Italy with us. We'll tell you all about it. So, yeah, we've had a great trip in Europe, and if you're in Europe and you supported us this last month, man, thank you so much. Like, actually, all of the shows were really well attended, and it was cool. Like, we had a really great trip. People bought a bunch of vinyl, and
yeah, it was a great trip. Unfortunately, we had to cancel one gig and
two gigs.
Oh, cancel two gigs on this trip.
Cancel two gigs.
Because of smoking again.
We hate canceling gigs. Like, we don't want to cancel gigs. We don't fly to Europe and rent a car and gear and drive 1,000 kilometers to cancel. But sometimes there's miscommunications with these clubs, and they're smoking cigarettes inside these clubs with no ventilation, and people just, it's a European thing, and just blowing smoke in each other's faces. And tell you what, guys, we're not going to do that anymore. It's not worth it to us. It's not good for our fans that just come to see us and maybe they don't smoke cigarettes. It's not good for us because we're huffing and puffing on stage. We're breathing in. We're running a marathon for you guys while we rock out for an hour. And imagine running a marathon in a smoke-filled room. Like, you just can't do that.
No, you can't do that. We absolutely cannot do that.
We won't do it.
And we've done it before. You feel horrible after. I lose my voice immediately.
It's just not right.
And yeah, anyways, it's just not right. So we had to give up. You know, it was
two gigs.
Yeah, two
good gigs.
That we were really looking forward
money.
To.
Money. We had to give up money.
Yeah, and you know, it really kind of was a bad thing for our pocketbooks on that. But
that's what happens.
The thing is we couldn't compromise our health for it, and they unfortunately couldn't accommodate it.
Yeah.
They couldn't accommodate. They couldn't make the change.
They try to say, oh, we'll just ask people not to smoke, and maybe they won't. And we're like, yeah, but people get drunk on a Saturday night at the bar, and they don't care anymore.
Yeah, or they see that we're finished playing, so then they think, oh, well, let me go ahead and
light up. That happened. That actually happened at one gig on this trip.
And so we're trying to load out as fast as we can. You know, meanwhile, it's just getting smokier and smokier.
And I literally, when I saw people just lighting up cigarettes, I wanted to just start hitting them. I wanted to punch them. Because to me, if you're blowing smoke in my face indoors, you're punching me in the face. That's as bad. It's just, it's rude. It is so rude, and it makes me so mad.
But in their culture over here, sometimes they don't think about it, or they're drunk, or whatever it is.
No. They're used to it. They don't mean it like that. I'm not saying they mean it like that. I'm just saying, like, as a person who, I have a right to clean air. I have a right to be indoors and breathe clean air. And then when someone's violating that right, you just want to choke them. Is that too mean?
I mean, no, that's fine.
It's like,
you,
hey, you're choking me.
Choke,
I'm going to choke you.
Yeah, I don't care. But
okay, so anyways, we're really sorry we had to cancel the gig in Rome. I don't know if anybody here is listening from Rome, but man, fuck your cigarettes.
And, you know, that I'm sure anybody that wanted to come to see us would have happily not smoked, but they couldn't guarantee that everybody wouldn't smoke. So, anyways.
So.
But.
Sometimes that's just the way it goes, guys.
Yeah. We'll be back and, you know, we'll play in a non-smoking place.
We'll have sold out shows where we have enough leverage to just tell promoters, like, make it non-smoking or you're going to lose all your money tonight. That's the bit. That's really what it, I mean, it's shitty, but that's what it gets down to. If we had sold that place out ahead of time, they would have done whatever we wanted. But because we're still kind of like growing as a band, and we're relying on these venues to bring their own patrons, like, sometimes you gotta put up with some shit, you know? It's just, music business kind of sucks like that, right?
Yeah, but on a better note, we are, like, actually kind of because that gig got canceled, we had time to do a music video today. And so,
an insane music video.
Yeah, these two really nice Italian people reached out to us on Instagram saying, hey, you guys are going to be in our area. We love your music. Do you have time to do a music video? And turns out, because we weren't driving from Rome and, you know, we were still sort of close to where they were, we had time.
We had time, yeah.
So within like a 24-hour period, they had the idea to contact us. We said yes. Then they just worked to make this whole plan. They made a bunch of props. They scouted the locations. They did it all.
Incredible.
They filmed it. All these different scenes. Like, it was all done so quickly.
It was so creatively.
So professionally. So creative.
Yeah.
So fun. So we are super excited about that, and we can't wait to show you guys. And they're gonna get it done really quick. They said
they're insane.
Erica
and Pierre Francesco.
Yeah, Erica and Pierre Francesco. Pierre Francesco.
But yeah, they're a professional music video team. They do like high end music videos, but they contacted us because they like our music, and I guess a lot of the bands they work with, sometimes they don't like the music so much, so it's like a pleasure for them to work with a band they like. So that was really nice compliment.
Yeah, and they also aren't able to, you know, as their passion, they want to make these crazy videos, but as their business, sometimes they're hired to do, you know, more conservative things, or just they can't express themselves as much in some of the projects that they're doing. So they were really excited to get to do that with.
We were expressing today.
We were on top of this hill, like, just looking down over this beautiful valley that's just green valley. Although it's going to be in black and white, but
like
it just
ancient
looked like
ruins,
a fairy tale. And
yeah, man. Anyways, we're really excited to show you guys that.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. Like, a 24 hours. We shot a music video in 4 hours today. And it's probably going to be incredible. So
we can't wait to show
look
you.
Out for that. So sometimes canceling gigs is good. It's like, I hate to say it, but sometimes if you make the decision you know you have to make, the world gives you something back.
And let me just say, it was a hard decision to make. We not want to cancel that
How long did we sit on the side of the highway yesterday talking
like
about
canceling? Like 2 hours.
Yeah. So yesterday, we were an hour out on our drive, a 4-hour drive to Rome. And I texted the promoter just like, hey, dude, just double check in, not smoking club, right? No, it's a smoking club. And I told your agent. And so we had like a 2-hour text battle between our agent, the promoter, and us.
And the thing is we have expressed this, you know, way in advance.
There's no surprise.
Yeah, everybody knows.
It's in five languages on the contract. I made it in bright red letters, and it's in the first thing on our contract, and it's in five languages. Like, it is in Italian. There's no miscommunication.
Yeah, there's no surprise.
Smoking. No smoking clubs.
Yeah, no smoking, period.
Period.
And that's the very first thing anybody...
But they were being so nice. Like, the guy was really trying to make a compromise. He was trying, but it just wasn't enough. And so we sat there for 2 hours texting with these guys. So we don't take those decisions lightly. But, hey, we got a music video out of the deal.
Yeah.
So I'm happy.
So anyways, now we're headed to France. We're going to drop off all of our gear at our agent's house and then...
Yeah, hopefully eat some lentils.
Yeah, hopefully.
Jean-Luc, if you're listening, man, get the lentils on. Because we're hungry. I'm hungry, man.
That's going to be nice. I will say the food in Italy has been amazing. Oh, man, y'all.
It's messed up.
When you come to Italy with us, we're going to show you how they eat.
Yeah, it's like the stereotype and the legend about Italian food is true.
It's so good, no matter what it is.
Especially in Tuscany. I mean, I guess everywhere we've been, but...
Man.
Damn, dude. Even just pasta and red sauce is, like, 100 times better.
Like, the first gig we had in Torino, it's a buffet.
Oh, my God.
And every single thing they put out, was just tasty.
It's a cool buffet because it's not a restaurant, really, but it's a bar, and every day... At like 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock, if you buy a drink for $8, they put out all this incredible food. Like, they have a chef. I think the chef is in there cooking all day.
It must be. I mean...
Well, they were there at 10 a.m. the next morning
cooking. Yeah, that's true. The amount of stuff that they put out, the different dishes and everything that they... offer for free if you buy a drink. I mean,
if I had seen that buffet, I would have paid like $20 to eat at it. That's how good it was.
It was really good.
It was like three different, and it was mostly vegetarian. It was like three different types of greens, peppers, and
pesto.
Two different pastas.
Like an olive spread.
What else? Two different cauliflower dishes.
Oh yeah, the cauliflower was really good.
It was crazy. So crazy.
Potatoes.
In a bar. The only other place I've ever seen food that good in a bar is New Orleans, Louisiana. That's the only other place.
Was it like free if you bought a drink?
Yeah, or, you know, cheap, like a chicken place or like that Russian place or, you know, like where, I'm just saying where there's a bar and then there's a kitchen in a bar doing incredible food. Like gourmet, you would sit down at a fine restaurant and eat that food, but instead you're in a bar.
Not chicken.
You wouldn't eat chicken. Well, maybe you would if you saw how good it was.
No, I don't eat chicken.
You ain't no chickens.
No.
But anyways, so hopefully we're going to get out of the zombie apocalypse in Italy. And, I mean, it's sad. 2 people have died and there's a lot of people that are sick. And,
yeah, over 150 cases in Italy, right?
Yeah, right now. But that's in the last 24 hours. Like, it was 30 last night. So, by the time you guys hear this, man, it might be a lot worse. I anticipate it being worse because it's so close to Milan. Like, all the cases are all 20, 30 minutes out of Milan. Like, there's going to be, I mean, I hate to say it, but the likelihood that Milan's going to have a big outbreak is high, I think. That sucks. It's scary, man. So, we're going to just get down the road and pray for all our friends in Italy and hope everyone's all right. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, I guess, because it's not like it's Ebola or something.
Yeah.
But it's also not good. So, everybody take care of you, everybody out there. And
yeah, y'all stay healthy.
Stay healthy, stay fresh, stay happy.
Stay fresh. Take a shower.
Take a shower.
Wash your hair.
I need a shower right now. We literally like walked off stage at midnight or like 11:30 tonight after a really fun gig and packed up and like changed clothes and got in the car. I mean, that's just what we're doing right now. But we don't usually do that. We even had a nice B&B to go stay at, but you just can't get stuck in Italy, man. I mean, there's worse places to be stuck, of course, but we got shit to do.
Yeah, we've got to catch that plane.
That plane, man.
We gotta go home.
I gotta go see Bones.
Yeah. We gotta go kiss all of our puppies.
Kiss the puppies. Oh, and the family.
Family, too.
But we won't kiss them because, I don't know, we gotta quarantine, I guess. Or be careful.
Yeah, we're gonna be careful.
We're gonna get some masks. Anyways, we love all you guys.
Yeah, thanks for following along on all of our adventures.
We'll be at South by Southwest March 13th, March 18th, and March 20th in Austin, Texas. And we're playing some more gigs around Texas. Oh, and April 9th, we'll be in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. If you're in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, we're playing the Press Room April 9th. So stick with us. Keep it rocking. Turn it up all the way. Play us on Spotify.
Order our new vinyl. We have a new 7-inch out.
Yeah.
So
get you some merch.
We're gonna be putting a new shirt up.
Come on.
To celebrate coming home.
Buy some shit.